Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got it. What
you That's the Queen. That's Aretha bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is here. Pam is the author of Luxury Marketing Disrupted. That's the new one, right, Pam?
That's my new one, yeah.
And also,
a little short mini book.
Yeah, it's awesome. And well, all of her stuff is, folks. You got to check out unitymarketingonline.com. Did I say that right, Pam?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes,
I said that in the first segment, too, so I got it right. Unitymarketingonline.com. Folks, you can see her awesome article. I know you're also on Forbes, Pam,
yes.
and no telling where else. So, folks, if you have any interest at all or stake in Main Street, you need to know about Pam. You'll be smarter when you do. Pam, you interviewed some retailers, a handful of retailers recently, to ask them what they were doing to survive the coronavirus pandemic and the national economic shutdown, basically. What did they tell you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the more interesting things was while they're concerned about their customers, they're actually, you know, very concerned about holding on to their highly trained staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, you know, for a lot of reasons, because they, you know, the art gallery and the jewelry store, I mean, that takes very specialized knowledge. But even the pet boutique owner that I talked to, she has one employee who is just, she's just very nervous. She doesn't have underlying conditions. She's not, you know, over 65 mm-hmm. or over 60. But she is very, very anxious about working in the store. And, you know, they can't afford, as much as these small independent retailers can't afford to lose their customers, they can't afford to lose their salespeople either, who are the ones that have
right.
provided the services. So they're
well,
really...
And not only because of their skills, but a lot of times they have relationship with customers that the owners don't.
Exactly. That's the way they network market through their
yep.
employees.
Yep.
So holding on to those employees has been a critical challenge. And while the CARES Act provides some kind of, you know, funding, the
temporary.
PPP, the paycheck, mm-hmm. you know, payroll plan or whatever it is, they really have to keep them engaged. And, you know, my daughter-in-law works for a small coffee shop, and she's working from home, but she is spending all of her time and, you know, her job responsibilities. She's the vice president of marketing, so she has a lot of job responsibilities, but right now, all she's doing is focusing on the website and,
mm-hmm.
and keeping engaged with the customers and using all of her technical prowess and skills to keep sending out messages and keep connected.
That's
and
so
it, it's
smart.
It's really critical.
It's so smart because one of these days we're all going to be back to work. This thing's going to be behind us in our rearview mirror. And we're going to remember the people who, during this time, stayed connected. They didn't try to sell us stuff. They weren't obnoxious. They weren't creepy. But they stayed connected to us and said, hey, I'm here if you need anything. How can we help? Whatever, regardless of you know, what you need. Those are the people I think that we're going to gravitate to when all this is over. What do you think?
That's right. And, you know, so many people are cutting back on their marketing and cutting back on their advertising. And this is the time when you should be really leaning into it.
That's right.
And communicating.
But making sure that it's appropriate for what's going on right now.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be, you know, it has to have emotional sensitivity and awareness. But, you know, the fact that just to keep, you know, stay top of mind, be memorable, make sure that you make a real memorable connection.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're used to sending maybe newsletters once, you know, or blogs or notices once a month, you should be doing it once a week now to at least,
mm-hmm.
you know, continue to make that connection and touch your customers in ways that are important.
Well, and don't you think more and more there's going to be something for small businesses in this that's going to make it even better for small businesses because of the customization. Don't you think people are going to like delivery? They're going to like curbside. They're going to like having more humanity connected to the technology. Don't you think that's going to be something people will be focusing more and more on?
Well, that's to me, it's that personal connection that is so important.
High tech and high touch.
In terms of the small retail. Yeah, high touch. And that's going to be, but we can't touch people anymore and we have to wear face masks
and so on.
But, you know, that's another thing that you really have to be thinking about, that how can you clean your store? How can you make sure your store is sparkling? I mean, one of the retailers I spoke to, the home furnishing store, says, you know, she spent the time that she's been closed to paint the walls and to really spiff up the interior because she says when people come back, they don't want to think that we've been through, you know, a monsoon or a hot hurricane. We need to have our best face forward, and that means sparkling windows and clean glass and no dust anywhere, and really spend the time
and
let
people
look
see
beautiful.
An employee going around the store with a little cloth and a little spritzer, you know, just doing some touch ups, you know, like people.
That's right.
People like that. It's not, you know, it might not impress me that much, but it impressed my wife. I can tell you that. Hey Pam, I need your website one more time.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and people can find a Main Street Coronavirus Survival Guide there. And
there you
I hope
go.
They'll come and read it.
Coronavirus Survival Guide. I told you Pam would help us when she joined us, and so she has. Pam Danziger, good to talk to you. Come back soon. Stay safe. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.